Our first question comes from KNAU listener Mindy DeGraff. She asks, when I moved to Arizona 30 years ago, the monsoon seemed to have a different pattern than it has today. Then we could count on a hot, steamy morning giving way to the monsoon rains between approximately 2 and 5 p.m. Then a sunny and cooler evening would follow. Now it seems that the mornings are not so hot and the rains last all day and into the evening. Do you also notice this change in the pattern? And if so, why? When I first moved here in 2001, I also felt like the typical monsoon day was just as you described. I have since changed my philosophy or thinking on this. I'm not so sure it's a change in the pattern as much as a change in my observations. And the reality is that there is no typical or normal monsoon day. There are many countless variables that affect the timing, intensity, and the nature of our rains. How much moisture is available and the stability of the atmosphere? Were there strong thunderstorms over Mexico recently? Is there rotation in the atmosphere? What is the overall steering flow on any given day? Is there morning sunshine or debris clouds left over from last night's storms? This is just to name a few. Within each monsoon, there are different cycles. Some days and weeks favor evening rain. Others have more severe storms and hail, while others barely any strong storms at all. And sometimes, an entire monsoon season may display a certain personality or character of its own. And now another question from KNAU listener Emma Rogers. She asks, please explain the drastic changes in weather throughout the world due to climate change. Warming of the climate system is unequivocal, and since the 1950s, many of the observed changes are unprecedented over decades to millennia. The atmosphere and ocean have warmed, the amounts of snow and ice have diminished, and sea levels have risen. In recent decades, changes in climate have caused impacts on natural and human systems on all continents and across all the oceans. Impacts are due to observed climate change, irrespective of its cause. To name a few of the drastic impacts observed around the world, lower crop yields, an increase in the number and intensity of extreme precipitation events, most recently Tropical Storm Harvey being the largest rain event ever recorded in the United States history. It is likely that the extreme sea levels, for example, as experienced during storm surges, have increased since 1970, being mainly the result of mean sea level rise. Heat waves are occurring more often and last longer. In many regions, changing precipitation or melting snow and ice are altering hydrological systems, affecting water resources in terms of quantity and quality. Glaciers continue to shrink almost worldwide due to climate change, affecting runoff and water resources downstream. Climate change is causing permafrost warming and thawing in high latitude regions and in high elevation. Droughts, windstorms, fires, and pest outbreaks have been detected in many parts of the world and in many cases attributed to climate change. Some warm water corals and their reefs have responded to warming with species replacement, bleaching, and decreased coral cover causing habitat loss. Continued emissions of greenhouse gases will cause further warming and long-lasting changes in all components of the climate system, increasing the likelihood of severe, pervasive, and irreversible impacts on people and ecosystems. These findings, all from a large international group of scientists known as the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change.